You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio from the California State University of Northridge Access Technology Conference 2023. We've spoken with Envision, I think, a number of times here on RNIB Connect Radio. They are the company who, of course, have brought us the wearable products, the smart glasses. And I'm joined by Kartik from Envision. Hello, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio. You guys have got some really exciting news this week. Why don't you just share that with the RNIB Connect Radio listeners?
Yes, firstly, thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk to you guys from RNIB. And, you know, it's one of those podcasts I really look forward to being on. And we're here at CSUN, and like how we are every year. And, you know, and it's a ritual almost at CSUN where we launch some cool, exciting stuff for the community to come and try out. And this year is no different. We've got a really interesting feature on the scan text or an interesting addition to the scan text feature on the Envision glasses. Now, for those of y'all who know a little bit about the Envision glasses, the scan text feature is a feature where you can go ahead and scan documents. You could scan books, newspapers, magazine articles, handwritten notes, pretty much anything you can throw at it. And, you know, scan text used to be this really cool feature that just speaks out all the text that's there on a page. What we've done right now is now you can ask questions of the document that you've just scanned. You know, have a conversation with the AI that's basically scanning your document. So with me right now, I have the CSUN Assistive Technology Conference agenda for the week. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to scan this document, and it's going to read out all of the text that's on the document. But the new feature that we're introducing is I can go ahead and ask it questions about the document, and the AI would basically understand the question that I'm asking, understand the document, and then give me a reply like how a human would actually do. So that's what you know, we are launching at CSUN. It's going to be available as a free update to everybody who's using the Envision glasses, old and new, by the end of this month. So everyone can start talking to their glasses and you know, look a little crazy while doing that.
Whoever knew that would be a thing? You'd be able to talk to your smart glasses.
Yes,
Go ahead, Kartik. Let's hear the demonstration.
Okay. So I've got the glasses connected to a Bluetooth speaker. You know, just so that you know your audience can hear it.
Reader. Scan text.
So I'm in the scan text feature of the glasses, so I'm going to turn it on. And when I turn it on, what it currently does is it basically guides me on how to move the document, so it's entirely in frame, and then it takes a picture, and then it starts speaking stuff out to me. I'm going to pause it, and then I'm going to trigger the conversational AI, and then I'm going to have a conversation with it about the document itself.
Okay.
All right. So I've taken a picture right now. The document is being processed.
Reader. CSUN Assistive Technology Conference, Livestream Session Room, Heading.
Okay, so I've put the document reading on pause, and now I'm going to trigger the conversational AI. What are the social events happening at the conference?
Envision is answering your question. There are several social events taking place at the conference, including 1. Kickoff happy hour on Monday, March 13 at Platinum Patio from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. 2. Welcome reception on Tuesday, March 14 at Platinum Foyer from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
So I can just basically ask it, where is the karaoke session happening?
Envision is answering your question. The karaoke session is taking place in Platinum 6 from 7:00 p.m.
yeah,
to 11:00 p.m.
In Platinum 6.
Yeah.
There we go. I know to avoid it now.
That's where you'll find me after the show.
Are you a singer? I didn't know this, Kartik.
Everyone who doesn't care about how their voice sounds like is a singer.
There you are. So, fantastic.
You know, I don't mind making people uncomfortable with my voice.
So you said triggering the AI. So you scan the document, mm-hmm, in the normal way that obviously Envision glasses users are already familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
How do you then get to ask questions of Envision about that document?
So we have a little hinge button on the glasses.
Mm-hmm.
So when you press the hinge button, you'll be able to trigger voice commands. So that's the standard behavior we have throughout the glasses. And so when you trigger the voice commands feature from within the document reader, the glasses will automatically understand that you're going to ask it questions about the document. And so you can go ahead and, you know, start a conversation with the glasses that way.
Why do you think it's important for you to add a feature like this? It's really fun, right? I'm not saying it's impressive, but why is it important that you add a feature like that?
I think one of the, you know, really cool things that AI can do is it can help you make sense of the world faster. right? See, if I'm a site, you know, if as a sighted person, I can take a quick glance at a page and I can, years or billions of years of evolution has kind of helped me understand how to hone in on information very quickly. And AI is actually helping us do that, for people with visual disabilities now. And why not take advantage of it? Like if I'm scanning a menu item, I'd like to know what is there for desserts. Right, like yesterday when we were at the restaurant here at the Marriott, we basically scanned the menu and we asked it, like, can you tell me the dessert menu? Right? I mean, you don't have to go through the entire menu just to be able to figure out what the desserts are. And sometimes, desserts aren't called desserts in a menu. Like, in the restaurant here, they call it spoonful of sugar. And the AI is able to understand that spoonful of sugar actually means dessert. And I can go ahead and ask it, like, just tell me that piece of information that I want. So it's about getting access to information at an ever faster pace. And that's what we're trying to do with this AI.
It's the sort of question I ask, what are the vegetarian options? Right? Because I don't eat meat, so I just want to know that, and then usually somebody's sort of scanning through and they're going burgers, and they're going like, oh, okay, yeah, I found the vegetarian option, whereas this potentially would mean I could do that myself and it would happen more quickly. Who's the audience then for this? Who do you think is going to be using this?
I think every single person who has a pair of glasses would use this stuff. Anyone who's scanning a document would use this. Yesterday we had Stevie Wonder try this out on some of the documents that he was carrying. He got to play around with this feature and he was asking it a whole bunch of questions. And I think everybody who has a pair of glasses, when they start to use this feature, it gets pretty addictive because you feel like I don't have to scroll through information or listen in on information anymore. I can just scan a document. If I know roughly what it's about, I can try to probe it for specific information. And if that, if that piece of document has that information that I'm looking for, the AI is going to understand it and tell me. If it's not, it's going to tell me that either ways, right? So just incredibly fast access to information is what we're hoping for with the launch of this feature.
What did Stevie Wonder ask?
Stevie Wonder was going crazy. He had these manuals that he got for the synthesizers. So he was scanning the manuals and asking questions about the manuals and stuff. And it picked all of that stuff. We've never shown it a manual of a synthesizer before, but it picked it up and it figured it out and gave him his answer. And he was all like smiled. So that's a nice day.
What was his reaction?
He was blown away by it. He was like, when are you guys putting this stuff out? Like, can I take this pair that has this thing with me? We told him, hold on, we're going to clean this up a little bit more and we're going to get some more feedback and it'll be out by the end of the month so everyone can use it.
And if listeners want to learn more and get pricing information, what's the best way to do that?
So listeners can go onto our website, letsenvision.com. That is letsenvision.com and get more information about the glasses. They can also request a free demo of the Envision glasses, a free demonstration online or in real life of the Envision glasses. Give it a spin.
Kartik from Envision, thanks again for speaking with us here on RNIB Connect Radio. This is Dave Williams from the 2023 California State University Conference on Assistive Technology.